Emergency aid distributions have resumed at Bangui Airport in the Central African Republic, where an estimated 100,000 people have sought refuge from ongoing internal conflict. Due to insecurity, it's been 3 weeks since the last aid was delivered, and in that time, the temporary camp has trebled in size. The Central African Republic has been in turmoil for the last year after rebels launched attacks and forced President François Bozizé to flee. Daniel Dickinson spoke to Carlos Veloso, Deputy Emergency Coordinator for the World Food Programme in the country, and asked him about the situation at the airport.
Well, the scene in Bangui Airport, unfortunately, is a scene that has been becoming more dramatic by the day. When I arrived here on the 16th of December, it was estimated to be around 30,000 people there. Now it's estimated to be there about 100,000 people. These people are living in very, very poor conditions. In the past, from the 7th of December until yesterday, we have tried four times to make distributions of food. We succeed in one of them.
Can you describe how the distribution went on Wednesday?
We were making the distribution in the place where there was people. And of course, these people should be the first one to receive the food and non-food items.
How are those people doing? They've been without supplies for 3 weeks. They must have been pretty desperate.
Yes, of course, but also there is a little bit of commercial activity, if I can say, being happened in the camp. And I think that people have exhausted all their saves, and maybe they have entered in a very violent coping mechanisms, maybe selling assets that will be very important for them in the future to eat.
I understand you required the assistance of French troops to secure the camp.
Of course, all this operation we have keep in contact through the civil military cell, in contact not only with the French but with the African Union MISCA, explaining what are our plans, and they telling us what they could do and what they cannot do.
What can you tell me about the situation in the rest of the country? Because obviously there are far more internally displaced people who presumably you can't reach.
While in the last 5-6 days we can see a decrease of, let's say, insecurity and violent acts in Bangui, we get information from our colleagues that are outside Bangui, a substantial increase in terms of violence. In the areas where it's safe for us and for our partners to make the distributions of food, we were doing it. We were doing it in Bosangoa, for example, even if they have been in the last days serious clashes in the town. But we have distributed food and we are building up our stocks to start the general distribution.